No. Bill?
I'm his friend. How are you?
I was, you know, in the Supreme Court thing, we're thinking very strongly of Pop. Mainly because we think he would be pretty easy to confirm in terms of, you know, if you go to the South, it's very difficult to go to a judge or to anybody else.
But most of them are too old.
Are too old. Pop is only 43 or 4 or 5 or something like that. And he's been apparently a very outstanding member. John McClellan, very strong. And does he sound all right to you?
He does. You know, I spent the weekend with the Chief Justice.
Yeah.
The wedding. And I talked to him about Pop sometime before you mentioned it.
Yeah,
he
I know.
And he seemed to be quite receptive to that. And I think he's fine, as far as I know.
Good, but now, the American Bar, Ed Walsh has been down talking to Mitchell today, and the American Bar has decided he has to be a judge or have years of practice, which he has not had. But after all, he's been on the Judiciary Committee 12, 14 years, which is bad. And that's a hell of a lot of experience, you know.
Well, why can they can't say he's got to be a judge?
I don't think they can.
You know, a lot of the
Either a judge or practice at the bar, which, and you know what practice at the bar is.
What has he practiced? I really don't know his record.
He practiced a while and then ran for Congress. He had some, but not a big practice. He was a small town lawyer, basically. Well, anyway, they're looking him over. Now, let me ask you one other thing.
Can I help any with Ed Walsh?
Well, I think you could. I think Walsh is with us on this, and he's got to sell it. I think he does. Now, let me ask you one other thing. This is a long shot. You tell me, what is Walsh a Catholic?
No.
He's not a Catholic.
No, he's not a Catholic.
He's married to a Catholic.
Is he? Yeah, I think it's what they call a left-footer. Well, I'm not sure, but I know he's a Catholic.
I do think we ought to appoint somebody for Parliament seat, who is also 50 to 55 years of age. I mentioned that John is on the wall. He's an outstanding man.
He is a guy.
I don't know what he wants.
Oh, he loves him. He loves him. Did they announce the filing thing yet?
No, it didn't. It's going to come in the next day or two because the burger is coming. So we get them ready for the return.
Well, I think the most important thing is to get the next one confirmed. It's got to be a Southerner, and it's got to be somebody who gets confirmed.
Yeah. But then we ought to follow the Parliament. Again, conservative. What is Walsh's age?
About 57. I have a great respect for him.
I know.
He's good. He's a great supporter of yours. He never complained.
He would be greatly admired, of course.
Yeah. But he's a young appearing fellow.
Well, we have a consideration.
Another fellow that you might think about is Jack Irwin. He's very soft-spoken and quiet.
How old is he?
Probably a little bit older. I think that both of them are good. I think I'd probably prefer Ed Walsh.
Yeah, Walsh is a little more of a... Well, they're both good.
Well, Ed is also good in law enforcement. He didn't get along with law enforcement. He wasn't. I just don't know enough about Prof to make a comment. I think I respect the Thornburg's judgment on it.
Well, finding a Southerner is damn hard. We have very few people.
God, I wish if Lewis Powell was about 10 years younger, he'd be great.
But he is
about 60. tree. And,
no, we can't take that.
We can't take a fellow like that. You really got to think about controlling that course a little bit.
I think Pop is a logical one, Henry, but also I think Pop can be confirmed. Strong. Both are birds and spawn.
Has John gone over his background very carefully to be sure there's nothing in
it? Yeah, we'll check.
You know, Marshall...
It's a little harder, though, to get a Senate to go after the office.
And he's a, you know, smart fellow, isn't he, as far as I can tell?
Yeah. He's frankly the best member of the House of Judiciary. Everybody agrees, by far. His book, McCullough, is sick. Strong. Recommend.
Of course, you have a good opportunity now to take somebody to the next one, pilot success, or someone that everyone sort of agrees to. So it's not just one man, it's two men.
Right.
And if Walsh fits that bill, I'm not sure he would. They'll consider them both together, they have to. Really, it's wonderful to see that sport.
Yeah. You think Walsh would generally be considered to be a good, sound, strong instructor?
Yeah, I have no doubt about that.
He would not be considered to be a friend.
Okay. You know, he was in Dewey's office, prosecutor. And he's been very strong in law enforcement.
Yeah, well, he was your deputy.
Yes, he was my deputy, and he was also the head of the crime commission, the New York Law Enforcement Commission. He feels very strongly about something like that.
Yeah. I'll put that back in mind.
He's a little bit more, you know, pro-civil rights, you know, possibly, but not. I don't think he's a...
You just don't want him to be for fussing.
I don't think he is. I'll talk to him if you want me to. I know him well enough to... To be sure he isn't.
Particularly,
well, you know, he's a good personal friend of mine. I can talk to
you. You might say, well, things I feel strongly on two subjects. First, I don't want the guy to be a racist. But,
you know,
but I don't want a fellow to go hog wild on, like we've got things like the integration of suburbs, de facto segregation. I don't want a guy to go hog wild on.
Well, I tell you what.
I mean, dynamite, not just for the country. Just around.
Oh, absolutely. You do that. I mean, I think that the law enforcement thing is tough. I mean, I think one.
I know Walt should be excellent.
Warnberger is just great on that, and I think Ed would be. But on civil rights, I think he's same thing too. He can't go hog wild on fucking.
Would you have a private chat with him?
I'll have a. Well, I've got to be in New York the next couple of days.
Just chat with him.
And I may chat with the Chief Justice about it, too.
Right.
And I want
on that
I want to indicate that we've talked at all.
Right. You might say that's your idea.
Right.
Good.
Okay.